Scripture reading, John chapter 9, verses 18 through 23. They still did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they sent for the man's parents. "Is this your son?" they asked. "Is this the one you say was born blind? How is it that now he can see?" "We know he is our son," the parents answered, "and we know he was born blind. But how he can see now, or who opened his eyes, we don't know. Ask him. He is of age. He will speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders, who already had decided that anyone who acknowledged that Jesus was the Messiah would be put out of the synagogue. That was why his parents said, "He is of age. Ask him." Devotional. In contrast to their fearless, truth-telling son, the parents in this story are afraid of the religious leaders. Why? To be removed from the synagogue was to become a non-person in first-century Jewish society. Yet we learn an important truth from the blind man's parents. When we are not the same person on the inside as we appear to be on the outside, there are painful consequences. Parker Palmer notes a few of those consequences for us. We lose touch with our souls and disappear into our roles. We sense that something is missing in our lives and search the world for it, not understanding that what is missing is us. We feel fraudulent, even invisible, because we are not in the world as we really are. Our inauthenticity and projections make real relationships impossible, leading to loneliness. Our contributions to the world, especially through the work we do, are tainted by duplicity. The divided life is a wounded life, and the soul keeps calling us to heal the wound. Ignore that call, and we find ourselves trying to numb our pain with an anesthetic of choice. May it be substance abuse, overwork, consumerism, or mindless media noise. Such anesthetics are easy to come by in a society that wants to keep us divided and unaware of our pain. But there can be no greater suffering than living a lifelong lie. The parents of the healed blind man choose not to make the changes that following Jesus require. Their fears of being cast out of the synagogue and the negative reaction of the Jewish leaders are too great. They didn't appreciate that Jesus was with them, and that he could give them more than enough grace and power to carry them into a new future. Question to consider. Consider your interactions over the last 24 hours. In what ways, if any, did you choose your actions or words specifically to either gain approval or to avoid disapproval? Prayer. Lord, grant me grace to be free from the fear of what other people think. Show me where and how I make decisions to get the approval of those around me, or to avoid their disapproval. Free me from a divided life, that I might be the same person on the inside that I am on the outside. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.